We are here at the State House, ACI State House Day. Bruce Kettler, President and CEO of the Agribusiness Council of Indiana. A lot of ag bills moving through here at the State House. Bruce, what's most important to you and ACI this year?
Yeah, we have several things we're certainly watching. As you mentioned, there are a lot that touch agriculture, may not even be direct. But the big one for ACI this year is the grain buyers and the indemnity, Grain Indemnity Corporation. There's a big bill. A lot of the folks, ag groups, work together to try to strengthen, make sure we took away some of the discretion that that was in the case of the grain buyers agency that they had, try to improve and strengthen. And I think we've done a really good job as a group to strengthen some of the financial needs and commitments for licensees. And, of course, a lot of licensees are members of ACI. And looking at that. And then there were a few things directly for the Grain Indemnity Corporation for them to handle some more things directly for that group, electing officers and having the ability to be able to get counsel when and if they needed it, if there were claims that they needed to. So that's a big one. Several other bills, there was a bill about studying for treated seeds. We're watching that. There was a bill around the state chemist office proposal to move that into the Department of Agriculture. We're not exactly sure. We think that may be dead. Don't know for sure, but we'll continue to watch and see what that plays out, because a lot of our members work with the state chemist office, whether it's on crop protection, fertilizer. I think, you know, we have very good relationships. Our members have good relationships with the folks in the state chemist office, so we'll watch that. We'll continue to watch some water bills. They haven't seen much this session thus far on water, but there are some there. There was a bill that Representative Culp had on the taxation of grain processing equipment that could affect our members, because it allowed commercial entities to consider that and look at that as well. And there's a couple bills on PFAS and that we're watching. They're very different, but we want to watch, because that could affect crop protection products and how we're able to use them, or if we even have them available for farmers to use.
With Bruce Kettler here at the State House, if you want more information on that bill from Representative Culp that Bruce mentioned, you can tune into the latest episode of the Indiana Ag Policy Podcast. We'll have more on ACI State House Day on our website, HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.